Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We want to talk about the random things you know that you think other people do not. Something that you can share now that then later you can impress, others will be able to impress their friends with. Okay?
Oh, so it has to be something impressive? It can't just be one of those, like, useless facts?
Well, they're kind of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it, an interesting useless fact. No? You had
I mean, I'm
you
sure
had one locked and loaded
I'm
and
sure
now you're cutting it out?
No, I mean, I'm sure I have plenty of useless facts in my brain, but nothing interesting, really.
Example, Hans Zimmer was the keyboard player on Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Oh.
See, that's not earth-changing or even moment-changing.
Or really even. I mean, yeah, interesting, I guess.
I've got one.
What do you have?
I just heard about this. Do you know that iconic boxing photo with Muhammad Ali over Sonny Liston's body?
Yes.
So he's not like declaring victory. He's angry. Do you know what he was saying at that moment?
I don't.
He said he was saying, "Get up, sucker. Get up and fight me. No one's going to believe this." And the video that I saw pointed out that if you look in the background, people are confused because no one saw him get hit. He just went down.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, do people believe he was paid to take a dive?
There's a lot of theories, but the one that is most entertaining is from Liston's wife, who said he had diarrhea that day and he didn't want to make a scene.
What?
Mm-hmm. So he just he was just turtling.
Well, that's it then.
But a lot of people, of course people thought he threw the fight. They said it was like people hadn't even settled into their. Some people hadn't even settled into their chairs.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was that fast. I had heard that in that photo, apparently there was a preeminent photographer that was like all of the boxing photos that went, because back then boxing was it, the biggest sport there was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or certainly one of the biggest. Front page news.
Not like it is now, obviously.
Yeah. And so this boxing photographer, like well known, always got the best shots, was the guy you called. Like you paid to bring him in. Apparently he can be seen between Muhammad Ali's legs and it, like in the triangle between Ali's legs and Liston's body, because he was out of position and whomever got that never let him live it down.
Really?
Like not only did you not get the photo that everyone knows, you're in it, stupid.
On the wrong side.
So is it this guy here or this guy over here?
I think it's the guy where you can see the camera right by Ali's left ankle.
Or so not between the legs, but like right. Okay. Oh,
like you can see the camera.
Maybe right there, yeah.
That's apparently, now there's several other photographers there, but that guy is apparently like the guy.
Yeah. I guarantee if you have, you've seen this photo, if you have to look it up.
It's the Ali photo. Yeah, I mean, really.
What's going on here?
You're gonna narrow it to one.
Is this just an optical illusion, or is this guy wearing a shirt that has a big face on it?
I think it's the paper. Like,
it looks like he has a shirt with Boris Johnson's face on it.
I think it's like when you see a face in wood grain on a door.
He's just wrinkly and sweaty.
Yeah, it's just the right places. It does look a little bit like a weird, sad, gaunt face.
Or it's a massive head looking through this camera here.
I see bear shirt. Like a wolf shirt. It's probably a Harley shirt. There's probably lightning on the back.
Probably.
This text, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Billy Joel is the piano player on the Oh No song from TikTok videos.
I just read that.
Not really, right?
No.
Well, that's
true.
An old song.
That's true. Because that's an
oh, it really?
It's like the Marvelettes or somebody.
Maybe
the Shangri-Las.
Yeah.
I don't remember. And then, so they took that and he's on it. And then they kept speeding it up to make it sound like it sounds.
I thought somebody was just making a joke.
No,
like,
no, no,
you know,
that's
like when
true.
You say, the internet has never been faster, Abraham Lincoln. I thought somebody was doing that.
No, that's legitimately true.
Because I was flipping through, like, the decade stations on the radio, and I stopped on the 60s one the other day, and I was like, huh, this kind of sounds like that TikTok song, and then I realized that it was the TikTok song.
Remember, I love you.
It's the Shangri-Las.
I know you love me, too.
Remember.
I wish you didn't have to go now. Write to me.
So that's Billy Joel.
Seems like me,
this is a weird derivative breakdown now.
I know.
Is this it?
It should be.
Yeah.
No! Not quite yet. Tired of waiting.
No, we're going to
speed it up
there.
A little bit, Steve. You got to get there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so weird, but it is.
Yeah, I never knew that either. Man, they're playing the TikTok song on the 60s station?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Trying to get a younger audience.
What bird is the only bird with calf muscles?
With calf muscles?
Mm-hmm. Penguins.
Nope.
Ostrich?
No, but close.
Emu. Flamingos.
Emu, yeah. Oh,
they can kick a lion's face off.
A flamingo is close to an ostrich in Kelly World. Got it.
Their legs are literally sticks.
Well, in penguins, the first guess, and it's like a little paddle.
Those things are strong. I'm just saying.
Well, one part of them was strong for you.
Yeah.
A penguin number 3 on me one time.
Is this okay? This one's great. The British trained seagulls to poop on submarine periscopes.
You can train a seagull to poop in a specific place?
I guess so. I mean, you can teach pigeons how to fly places that they're supposed to.
Aren't some breeds like smarter than others?
I don't know.
What you said was actually accurate, but sounded so not.
I know.
You can teach them to fly places they're supposed to, as opposed to like strip clubs and adults only bars.
But the point is, you've heard of like a carrier pigeon. You've never heard of a periscope pooping seagull.
No, not at all. Not as
broad use.
But the government, there's lots of secrets.
So many secrets.
They're coming out all the time.
Well, birds aren't even real. Come on.
Dude, there was a tweet the other day that just said, has anyone ever in this world seen a baby pigeon? No, they're all just grown up. I've never seen a pigeon egg, and I've never seen a baby pigeon. And I grew up in a big city where homeless people told me to watch out for flapping pigeon wings.
Look out for the baby pigeons.
No, he goes, don't look up. I was on the L platform, and I'm looking at the pigeons up there, and he goes, don't look up. When they flap their wings, they shoot bugs into your eyes.
They shoot bugs into your eyes.
Yeah. I go, what? He might be right.
What if we find out all the funny things Joe says? He's just repeating things crazy people said to him from Chicago at the right time.
Shoot bugs in your eyes. Oh, no.
I don't want bugs in my eyes.
Yeah, no.
Isaac Newton predicted the world would end in 2016. I'm sorry, in 2060.
Oh.
So we'll see.
I was like, oh, that's awful.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, he was wrong.
Wasn't this one a fact on Fact of the Day one time? And Joe, it made you angry. Gary Numan, the singer, is 2 weeks older than Gary Oldman.
I don't know if it's...
it's just annoying.
Newman is older than old man.
All right. How about this one?
That's a great one.
What has more ridges on the side, a quarter or a dime?
I think a dime. They're smaller. They're tiny.
Howling says a dime.
Probably,
Joe?
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, dime.
Kelly?
A dime.
You're all going dime? The answer is a quarter. Quarter has 119. Dime has 118.
Oh, my gosh.
They got me. What animal group has the most war medals? Mules, pigeons, dogs, or horses?
I would think mules.
Pigeons.
Hey, I'm going pigeons.
Oh, yeah, they carry places they're supposed to carry things to.
It's pigeons.
It is pigeons, okay.
Stupid.
It's really hard for them to fly once you pin that metal on
them. Give them a medal.
You can really see them coming, too. It really catches the glint of the lights.
It's a real burden, though.
That would make me feel really
real
great.
Real burden.
this one. From Buffalo, this texter writes, a little bit to unpack for me right now. You thought the Billy Joel thing was a joke, but you took the birds pooping on periscopes as God to honest Bible truth.
Yes.
And also, aren't all bars adult bars? Hey, don't break it all down. Not everything.
Adult bars.
Not everything needs to be deconstructed. Though all
I
the
only
points,
take my kids to kid bars.
All the points you make are correct. Also, this person points out, you guys know periscopes don't look straight up into the sky, right? Well, no, they get flying in and right. they shoot it out.
Yeah,
the keystone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I, you know,
that's why they have to teach them.
Yeah. Have you ever like seen where bird poop goes somewhere weird? And you go, how did they even get it there?
Like
yeah.
that was the most unbelievable part of that for you.
Yeah. But I mean, who knows? I don't know. I mean, I'm just listening to these facts.
Did you know when a hummingbird is lapping up nectar from flowers and plants, their tongue goes in and out of their mouth 12 times per second?
I didn't know that.
They're real lady pleasers.
If you like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only birds with muscles in their legs, too. That's what I heard.
George Lucas banned the actor who played Darth Vader from the premiere. David Prowse was told not to go. That's kind of a butt move.
Yeah.
Why? Did he like do something?
Well, he was pissed that his name was replaced, probably, or that his voice was replaced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, so he was just a puppet, basically.
Yeah, he was. I could have played Vader.
Well, I mean, honestly, nobody would have known it was him anyway.
Yeah,
because he wasn't the guy when they pulled the helmet off. That was another guy. And then, right? I believe
you're right.
And then, also, and then James Earl Jones was the voice. So.
What? And if I was James Earl Jones, I'd be like, why can't I be the dad?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I? Let me do it.
Because Luke Skywalker is the milkiest white
kid. I mean, it
would have
been
world.
A little bit strange if James Earl Jones was the father of Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker.
Hey, it's another universe far, far away.
That's true.
Things
Who
happen,
knows
man.
How genetics work when you're 12 parsecs away?
I mean, Harrison, you know, Han Solo's best friend was like a weird dog monkey. No one questioned that.
A weird dog monkey.
Chewbacca. What is he? I know, he's a Wookiee.
Yeah, of course.
He's a dog monkey.
Barf, half man, half dog.
And we've seen his whole family at Christmas.
Yeah.
He's half dog, half human.
You wouldn't think they'd celebrate Christmas, but they do.
My favorite Star Wars fact now of all time remains, as of recently, that Yoda was originally supposed to be the monkey wearing a face.
It is remarkable.
And then they couldn't train it, so they had to get a puppet.
Jesus. It's amazing that that guy is successful.
You know that monkey still signs stuff at Comic-Con? So he did pretty well for himself.
He still shows up like ugly Sonic. That's a pivotal part in the new Chip and Dale movie.
Yeah,
Ugly Sonic.
My kids died at that part. They
it's really funny.
Yeah.